Why, it's our lovely guest star, Paulette Goddard. Beautiful, isn't she? Well, what's on your mind, Paulette? Well,
would it be too much to ask for one tiny little thing?
Anything your heart desires, my dear. What is it?
I'd like to hear my favorite radio spot, Snooks and her daddy.
No sooner said than done. Meredith? Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, is due home from work any minute, and Mother has rushed out to get something from the store. She has left Snooks in the nursery to watch the baby, and as the scene opens, we find the two children playing peacefully. Oh, so very peacefully. Listen.
I get up.
What's going on there? Why, Snooks.
How, Daddy?
Snooks, you've been annoying the baby.
No, I ain't.
And what's he yelling for?
He wanted your cuppa.
Well, why didn't you let the poor little darling have them?
I did. That's why he's yelling.
Why?
He swallowed them.
No. Oh, Snooks, he didn't.
Did no.
He?
No. I was only fooling, Daddy.
Well, thank heaven. And don't fool with me like that, Snooks. It isn't a bit funny.
I like it.
Well, I don't. Now, where's your mother? Well?
She went to Aunt Ruthie's house.
Aunt Ruthie's house?
Uh-huh. And she ain't coming home tonight.
Why not?
Because Auntie Ruthie got twins.
Oh, twins.
Uh-huh. And one's a boy and one's a girl.
That's nice.
And a wonderful daddy.
It's incredible.
Now I'm an aunt and an uncle, too. Ain't that good?
Yeah, fine. Where's Mother?
Went to the store.
I thought so. Oh, look at the cute little fella.
Daddy, make him stop. He's tearing my drawing book.
Oh, he won't hurt it. Will you, Boomsie?
He's goofy.
Here, baby. Sit up and make a building with these blocks. That's right.
He's going with my drawing book again, Daddy.
He only wants to put it on top of his blocks. That's cute.
No, it ain't.
Oh, no. So why did you break up his building?
Well, if he can tear my book, I have to knock his block off.
Now, you just play nicely or I'll make you leave the room.
It's all his fault.
That's a very bad habit of yours, Snooks. Whenever anything happens, you blame it on little Robespierre.
Is that his name, Daddy?
Of course it is. I told you that a week after he was born.
Yeah, but I thought you was fooling.
Why, it's a very high-class name. Robespierre Higgins.
I don't think he likes it, Daddy.
Ah, what does he know? Listen, let's go out and let the baby play by himself for a while.
All right, Daddy. Come
on. I wonder what's taking Mother so long.
Well, I'm hungry.
Well, so am I, but we can't eat till she gets back. Oh, have you got any homework to do?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is a good time to do it. What is your homework?
I have to write a composition.
About what?
About a page long.
No. I mean, what subject?
I don't know.
Well, did the teacher give you anything specific to write, or can you just write about anything you like?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
I can write about anything I like. And I'm going to write about chocolate cake.
Oh, why?
Because I like it.
All right, let's see how you start.
I just love chocolate cake. It's awfully delicious.
Now, wait a minute, sir. To begin with, it's wrong to say you love cake. Mm-hmm. And the word just doesn't belong. And too awfully isn't right. Very would be more correct.
Would it?
Yes. Now, start it again.
I like chocolate cake. It's very good.
That's much better.
But it sounds like I'm talking about bread.
That has nothing to do with it. Now, go on. What else are you going to say?
That's all.
Well, that's no composition. Why don't you tell how the baker makes a chocolate cake?
Why?
Because it's interesting. Besides, you can put in a humorous little joke about bakers, too.
What's a joke, Daddy?
Well, you can say that bakers are funny people because they get rich from kneading dough.
Huh?
Sure. And when they don't knead dough, they're poor. You get it?
No.
Why, sure you do. You know, a baker's supposed to sell everything he needs. As soon as he needs it, he sells it.
Why did he sell it if he needs it?
Because once he needs it, then he's got no use for it. And if he didn't need it, he wouldn't sell it.
You want me to put that in my composition?
Well, I thought it might give the teacher a laugh.
Don't give me a laugh.
I'll write your own composition. You've got a worse sense of humor than your mother. Now, where is she anyhow? Oh, what's that?
It's the alarm clock, Daddy.
Oh, who said it?
Mommy did. She says you gotta feed the baby when it rings.
Oh, that's fine. She doesn't give me any help at all. But she expects me to feed the kid. Soon she'll want me to wash the windows with her and clean the silver with her and then...
And mop up the floor with her.
Now, don't give me any ideas.
He's yelling again, Daddy.
Oh, where's his dinner?
Right here. He eats his cereal.
Well, come on, I'll feed him. All right, take it easy, take it easy. Now, here's your grub.
Let me feed him, Daddy.
No, no, you don't know how. Now, open your mouth, my little man. Well, open your mouth. You were just yelling for it. Now you don't want it.
Push it up his nose, Daddy.
Now, you keep out of this. Come on, mister, open up your mouth. Well, how do you like that? He won't take it.
I know how to make him take it.
Well, you do? How?
Hit him on the head.
What?
When he opens his mouth to yell, you stick it in.
Very, very bright.
You scared him, Daddy.
Well, I don't know what to do with him. He won't swallow a mouthful.
Let me try, Daddy.
All right, you try.
If you turn around and count 10, the whole plate will be empty.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it going, Snooks?
Uh-huh.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
See, Daddy? Here's the empty plate.
Wonderful. How did you get him to eat it?
He didn't eat it. I did.
Why, you...